Welcome to the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Now enjoy the show. All right, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about Type 1 Lifting. So Type 1 Lifting is a clothing brand that proceeds of the shirts, the hats, and everything else go to the Children's Diabetes Foundation. This whole t-shirt company started from me taking care of a five-year-old girl from the emergency department at the Children's Hospital I worked at in Atlanta for a while back. I thought I needed to do a little bit more than kind of just talk about my story. So this is how I started the clothing line, because I wanted to show people that even though diabetics have this really bad disease, we can still do amazing things in our life. And diabetes won't stop, you know, stop us reaching our goals. So go check out type1lifting.com. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can always reach me out on Instagram. It's type1lifting. And hope you guys enjoy the show. Hey guys, we have a new sponsor for the Type 1 Lifting podcast. The company's called Liberté Lifestyle. So Liberté is a French word meaning freedom, and the company was founded on the desire to have freedom to choose what we want to do with our lives. I actually had the owner, Nicole, on my podcast on episode 28, so if you want to go back and listen to her, she talks about how she started the company and what she wants to do in the future with the company, which is pretty cool. So they actually have knee sleeves, wrist wraps, shirts, shorts. Love the knee sleeves. I have the ice cream knee sleeves and I love them so much. They haven't, the neoprene's still good. The seams haven't split compared to other knee sleeves that I have had in the past. And I'm planning to keep these for a very, very long time. So Nicole actually gave me a promo code for you guys too. So it's all capital letters, T-Y-P-E and the number one. So it's type one. So go to libertelifestyle.com, check out what they have in the store, use the promo code TYPE1, and save some coin. Now let's go to the episode. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Type 1 Lifting Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. The guests that we had originally decided, I don't know if they're dead or not. I'm just kidding, they're not dead.
They're probably just walking the beach.
Yeah,
eating at tide pools, which I'm probably going to say it's eating at tide pools.
Yeah. So it was Nick O'Sullivan, but he is not here. So he's probably going to reschedule. But I have my main man, Xander Fallick, with me. So we're just going to shoot the shit. Let's go.
Let's go. I am back. We have a lot of prepared questions that have none of which can apply to me. So I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah. So I do want to let you know. So like I had dinner last tonight and you ever had a pho?
Yeah. The Thai noodle, like ramen dish thing.
Yeah. Dude, I can't stand that shit. I'm sorry. I can't stand it. Like, and first of all, like I've been to it one before and I went to one tonight because I was just like, I wanted to try this new restaurant out in my town in Gainesville. And my son's like, no, I want to go to Pho. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'll try it out again. So I still have no idea like what's what. And I made my own like pho bowl with like filet mignon, a meatball, and like all this other stuff, and like vegetable broth and stuff. And
you got to stop trying that. You really just got to go with like, hey, what would you guys suggest?
Yes, I got to do that.
This do-it-yourself thing is not going well for you.
No. And it was just like, and the problem is there's not enough food for me to eat.
Yeah, you're essentially eating a glorified chicken soup.
Yeah, and it's just like I literally had like one spring roll with like shrimp in it, and then I had the bowl, and then I had my son's bowl, and then I had some like crab rangoon, and it was just like it wasn't filling me up. But then all of a sudden, like right before this podcast, it just my blood sugar just like threw like, whoop, see you later.
Yep, that's the filet mignon crab rangoon.
Yeah,
ragoon,
whatever.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. Words.
And it's so difficult because my daughter's like such a picky eater that she's four. So, but she's like, I don't want this. Or she tries it. She's like, all right, I want one bite and I'm done. And then she wants dessert.
It's like that. But daughter, this is not how this works. Mm-mm, like, nope. You got to eat your whole meal and then maybe you can get dessert once a week.
Yes. And it hasn't been even been once a week. It's mainly like maybe once every 2 weeks.
Nice. Good for her.
Yeah.
She's really, really not understanding the odds here.
No. And she's still like looking at her iPad and saying, oh, hey, I want this for Christmas. Can you tell Santa Claus? And I'm like,
Yeah.
You got to wait another the year, but hey, that's
no,
fine.
No. She's just early. Can't be late if you're early. She's like, yeah, can I get this? Yeah, you can in about, I don't know, 11 months.
Yeah. Crazy. It's like,
that's wild. I had a completely different experience because I don't know if you know anyone, but I was personally victimized by Southwest Airlines last week.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Yep. So got completely hosed by them to go to my buddy Ben's wedding. And I was supposed to, like, I was already on the road for 3 weeks because I went up to Maine, trained, girlfriend, went to my parents' house, Christmas there. I was supposed to fly home Monday, work, and then go to my friend's wedding, which was last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Southwest Airlines decided last Monday that was not going to happen. And then just postponed the flight to Wednesday. Still would have been home, been able to drive to the wedding in Arkansas. Then I wake up Tuesday morning, the flight's completely canceled. I can't get anywhere until Sunday. And luckily, I'm at my parents' house. Not everyone else was like as lucky as me or was I had my bag.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like too bad. But flew to Fayetteville, Arkansas, because that's where the wedding was. I had to fly American. But American put me on a flight to Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I want you guys to know that North Carolina and Arkansas are not actually close to one another at all. Go check a map. But apparently to American Airlines, it's the same place. So I had to run to a ticket desk to tell them, because I didn't realize it till I got to Charlotte and I was connecting. So I was like, North Carolina, I'm like, I need to go to the one in Arkansas. So I went to the ticketing counter and they're like, well, so you're going to be rebooked on this 4 o'clock. But if you run all the way across this airport right now and do a half mile time trial in cowboy boots, you could potentially make this flight right now that's boarding and we'll put you on standby. And I was like, oh, shit. So I ended up booking it. I made it, got to Arkansas. Ryan McKay, being the absolute legend that he is, picks me up. We work out, we go, he drops me off at the hotel, the whole wedding thing happens, me and him hang out. He is a lifesaver because we spent New Year's Eve together and then he drove me home.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours, and then he just turned around and drove back because he was like, I need a little bit of time before I go back to work on Sunday. So don't fly Southwest Airlines right now, even though they did give me 25,000 miles before they pay me back for a lot of other things.
That is insane.
It was rough, but fitness is just slowly but surely happening. How's all your snatch work going?
Good. I hang snatched, I think it was like 230 last week.
Yeah, for two?
For one.
Okay.
So I think it was like 220. I did two. Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was like just for one because I typically read the Misfit program wrong, especially when it comes to the snatch stuff. So when it says for two, I typically do one by accident. So
Purposeful. I like
it.
Yeah. So at least it's retest. We got squatting. The squat cycle ended. So in phase four picks up next week. So that'll be fun. And then quarterfinals prep camp. You're invited, but you keep saying no every single time we invite you. So nice.
I would love to go. I honestly would really, really love to go. But
just don't be married and don't have kids.
Yeah, it's a little too late now.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's late. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that advice works really good like 15 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's on my bucket list. And also Wauwatosa as well. Like those two are on my bucket list just to go there and just because I talked to Ted a good amount too from the media guy for Misfit, if anybody doesn't know that. So. If I have any questions or like anybody, even on the Discord app.
Yeah.
So
you can literally ask anything on the Discord, like to make things a little bit easier. So that was awesome. And then have you been hitting any of the Metcons or anything?
I have. Lately it's been like, I've been on a time cap. I've been doing a lot of intervals with like the ski erg, the rower and all that stuff. Cause like, I know that my endurance is absolutely garbage.
Yep.
And so I just been doing a lot of that. And like, there was one where it was the pull-ups. It was supposed to be muscle-ups. I did chest bar pull-ups and then it was wall balls and the 800 meter run.
Oh, that workout sucked.
Yeah. So I did chest bars and then I did wall balls. And then, so the gym that I'm at, they don't have a treadmill. They do have a treadmill, but it's like way far away. And like,
is it an assault runner or is it like an old school, like real, like
old school, like Globo Gym treadmill?
Oh, okay.
And the other problem is like, there's no door that you can like go outside and go for a run. And so I was doing shuttle sprints back and forth.
That's a weird setup, but like it makes sense. But you have 24 hour access now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, so every like 800 meters, I would do like 20 down and backs.
So you got practice in shuttle sprints. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I've been personally victimized by those too. but like, that's hilarious that like, yeah, I just did. I joined a new gym today.
Your garage?
No, Crunch Fitness. We are opening a local Crunch Fitness here in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. I shall be a member there, so I'm very excited about that. They have a lot of amenities that I've never seen in a CrossFit gym. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited about that. So, but got to figure out where I'm doing the open. That is now currently the question, because yeah. I'm pretty sure Crunch Fitness is not going to be the answer.
No. I mean, typically for me, I would do like drop-ins for like CrossFit gyms around my area. And like, yeah. I would email and be like, or just like reach out to them like, hey, do you have any interest or whatnot to, you know, have me do, and I'll do like early morning and I'll pay like, yeah. right, like the day before and stuff. And they're like, most of them are like, yeah. But one of them I was in, I'm not naming names, but like, it was me and this guy, like, so they do like a competition, who's like first place, second place and third place for their gym.
Okay.
And yep. so it's like a competition inside the gym, because there's like no elite athletes or no like, you know, perennial games athletes like there at all. So I thought I was in that list.
Mm,
and so they actually put me on that list too.
Yeah.
And so I won the whole thing, and they didn't put me on the
pedestal. Because you weren't a full-time yes. member.
Yes.
Those jerks.
And so after that whole process was done, and the owner comes up to me and he's just like, hey, you know, I know you won the whole thing, but you know, this is mainly for, you know, the people that are at the gym and, you know, are there. And I'm like, hey man, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah.
It's like, what do you like? I get it. Like, I'm at least he said something to you and didn't just be like completely like hose you over. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, yeah, I had the best like open score like at this gym that I dropped in at. It's like, that's cool. It's like not the fittest like man on earth. Like that's still not going to be a thing. It's like, oh, I dropped in somewhere and I had a pretty okay time. It's like, mm-hmm. that's just kind of what happens.
Yeah. And he doesn't want me back at that gym anymore.
Nice. That's usually how that goes too. It's like, ah, you're too fit for us. You're not really the clientele we're looking for.
Yeah. And he even states that too, but it's like, it was a large gym. It was like wide open. And so I went to this other gym that's great. So, Cumming Strength and Fitness, if you're in the Cumming, Georgia area, you definitely got to check this gym out. This is like, I believe it's like an old auto body garage turned into a CrossFit gym.
That's a pretty cool setup though.
Yeah.
Like if that's what they do, like it's always the refurbished or like the old businesses that like, if you do it the right way, you can actually make a pretty cool affiliate. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have seen Make Wads Great Again's affiliate that he purchased.
I have not.
He like, they have a pretty cool setup in there. From what I've seen on Instagram, but you have to travel all the way to Cleveland or somewhere in Ohio.
Yeah. I'm not going to Ohio. I'm good.
Yeah, it's pretty flat and reminds me of Pittsburgh. So I'll pass. but they have a pretty cool setup. I'm trying to think of the other ones that have had pretty cool, something will come to me. Chalk Performance Training in California looks really good. That Nick couldn't be part of our podcast tonight.
Have you seen Travis Mayer's gym? Have you been in there?
I just assumed he was at the TTT gym.
So
am I wrong?
No. Okay. the way it works is, I mean, I believe this is from what he said. So originally it wasn't CrossFit Passion. It was like something else. And I was there and he was like coaching there. And then TTT took over, like, it's like, just think of like a long rectangle. And okay. So then you have the door frame and it's like a little small, like thinner rectangle that's further up, like near the front entrance.
Yeah.
That's where a training think tank actually rents their space.
Oh.
And the rest is for the CrossFit Passion community.
Okay. We'll have to ask Dr. Hardy next week about that.
Yeah. So, and like, I guess, and so they have like offices and stuff like that. And like, it's a really, really nice gym.
Okay.
So you've
dropped in there, obviously.
Yeah. I've dropped in. Travis, I don't know if he still remembers me, but he does. He every time I've gone in there, he's like, hey, Tom, how's it going? And it's just like,
That's nice.
You know, like thousands of people. How the fuck do you remember my name?
That's like how Chandler Smith is. Chandler Smith has like the world's greatest memory for names.
Mm-hmm.
And it perplexes me to this day. But like, that's pretty okay. I didn't realize that. I thought TTT had its own. It's all the same place. It's all the same. It's CrossFit is like Alabama. So that's usually how that goes.
Yeah. But, in the gym that I go to, like I said, like you said before, 24-hour access.
Yeah.
They have like a boxing ring in the open area for like where you do CrossFit.
This is like a real gym. Like, this is a gym for everybody.
Yeah, like Rusty Bar. It's mainly like a powerlifting gym, but they have bumper plates there, so I do Olympic weightlifting there, like early in the morning and stuff.
Yeah, so
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but that's like those are the gyms that you're like, okay, they just have a wide demographic of people that are members here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a good thing. But
yeah, and they have a pegboard too, on the wall.
Like a Rogue one, or like one of the old school ones where it's like, oh, we were early, aka we were very before, like
early, very,
Dave
very,
Castro
very,
found out what they were.
Yeah, very, very early. And so I was like, sweet. So I went to Amazon, bought like the pegs and everything like that, and I try to climb up it. So I was like maybe like halfway up, and so the second bracket from that pegboard got loose, and I almost like fell. I was just like, luckily, like I was on the other side, so I was like holding it, and I'm like, oh shit. And so I literally just like jumped off, and I'm like, yeah, that's no one's, I'm not gonna run back on that again.
Nope. Are the pegs still in there?
No, I kept them in my bag, so
okay,
I still have
them. I was like, oh, that's good. So your kids can find them and start beating each other with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just wooden weapons at this point. So that's not, well, that's a pretty good setup. I have to go see the Crunch Fitness tomorrow that I'm joining because it's brand new, so it's not super far from my apartment, but we'll see how it goes, and then just kind of make adjustments to fitness as it is.
Do they have assault bikes or anything like that there?
So they have their high intensity interval training section. Yeah, kick rocks. It's just whatever you want it to be. They have wall balls. From the one Crunch Fitness I have dropped into, they had like some off-brand rowing and like Schwinn bikes.
Okay.
So we'll see how they are. Like, I'm not like, it's $1 for the entire year and like $10 a month. I'm like, not gonna like, yeah. It's Crunch Fitness is essentially the Planet Fitness, but they want you to lift the weights.
Okay.
So like, it's a pretty, should be a good time. Cause I'm like, it'll be fun. But we'll see how it goes. And so I'm excited about it. Working out's been a huge bear lately just because I'm just like, I think I'm just super burned out. So, but I did. Oh, I'm running the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, when is that?
October.
Okay.
So got a long time to train for that, but I'm looking forward to it. It should
be fun. What made you do that?
So I did my first marathon February of 2020, like 2 weeks before the old pre-pandy. Mm-hmm. Pre-pandy, I ran my first marathon in like 3 hours, 32 minutes and 31 seconds. I'd have to go check the Cowtown in Fort Worth. And then, so me and Gabe are going to run the Chicago in October.
Okay.
We like put in for the lottery. We didn't qualify. And then they were like, yep, here you go. I'm almost sure, because I guess his college roommate also tried for the lottery and didn't get it. They just saw what, like, this guy from Oklahoma and this guy from Maine. Yeah, those two get it. Like, we have to have some special number, like, selected for them. So
mm-hmm.
they can have those. But I was just like, I guess we got it. Because most people, I guess, have to qualify. So sucks to suck, people.
Yeah. Well, that's the Boston Marathon, too. Like, you have to qualify on like other races, or you are part of a, like a hospital team or like a company that gives out numbers and the
okay.
and like
it's like the
okay,
New York.
You can do it. Yeah, exactly.
New York apparently is like $5,000 for a charity though. You have to raise like $5,000 for a charity place now, and it's getting a little ridiculous. I always thought Boston, you had to qualify. I guess that's just the way I looked at it, and I guess I'm wrong.
No, you have to qualify, but you have like other companies, like I said before, like they have to.
Okay.
They can let's just say like, okay, this person does marathons on our company. We'll put her or him or, you know, into the Boston Marathon if they want to do it.
Oh, okay. So you can get sponsored or charity or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Or you just don't have a number and just run it.
Didn't somebody do that?
No, tons of people do it all the time. Tons of people.
I can believe that. Yeah. I'm like the least shocked at that, that would happen, but.
So when are you planning to like kick in the marathon training?
I'll probably just do a little bit of running, right now, but probably June, a couple months. Like it shouldn't be like, it's more about like what I learned the last time was like, you need to consistently increase the volume. You don't need to just like go from 0 miles to 20 miles a week. You just need to like run plan on just running 5Ks for a month. Then like 10, it's like 5K. What did I do last time? It was 5K in September, 10K October. I think what I did is I added up, like I just added another 5 kilometers. And then I ran my longest pre-race run was a 20 miler that I broke up because I cramped super bad because I drank too much salt. That's something you never want to experience when you just end up cramping super bad. And then it's like, well, it can't get worse on race day. Never got worse. Like if you have that bad of a training session, you're like, if this is when it all goes wrong, I will take it. Mm-hmm. But it was rough.
Yeah.
Running that race, like the last 5 miles were the worst. I like would never, if you're not interested in running, I will do it all for you. That's what I tell everybody. Cause I'm like, I'm probably the only person that wants to do the running.
Yeah.
But it was rough. Yeah. Have you ever ran a marathon?
So I've done a half marathon with no training.
Okay. Nice.
So I was like sitting there, like, I think it was the first year I went to Thanksgiving with my wife's and her family. And so they were like, my brother-in-law's like girlfriend, now wife, is doing the half marathon now. So, you know, do you want to do it with her? And I'm like, yeah, I'll tag along with her. Granted, she's like half the size of me.
Oh.
So every step I took was like two of hers. And so I'm like talking to her. Actually, I've done two half marathons. And so I was like talking to her and just making sure she's okay. Then I'm like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. So I just sprinted off the beaten path to go. And then I come back and I lose her. And I finally realized like I went in front of her, didn't even realize it. But like the last mile, I completely boinked. I gotta walk. I was just so useless. I couldn't, it was so bad.
Yeah.
And so I just like walked like half the way and I think it did it in like 2 hours.
That's pretty good for no training.
Yeah.
Like I can't really like fault a guy for doing like a 2 hour half marathon, no training. Like that's wild to me.
Yeah. And then the other one I did was the Seaweeds half marathon up in Vancouver, Canada. It's the Lululemon one.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. So yep. Funny story with that one. So my wife and I did it and she was, I think 1 month pregnant, 1 or 2 months pregnant. She had no clue that she was pregnant. So like no training once again, you know, cause I'm thinking, okay, I got this. So I'm running, I'm like grabbing water for her, she's drinking water, like everything's going okay. And then there's a spot in Vancouver where there's a turnaround. So you go straight up the street.
Oh, so it's an out and back kind of place. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm there and all of a sudden I see this dude dribbling two basketballs during the run. And so I told my wife, I'm like, we are not losing to this guy.
Yeah.
Cause he was like Dr. Dribble or something like that. That's his like little tagline. So he's done like the New York Marathon and a bunch of other marathons, like literally dribbling two basketballs at the same time.
Okay. That's a weird thing to do, but okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so We're like 2 miles away from the finish line and all I hear is doo-doo. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, we gotta go. And so like we hit the straightaway. My wife was like so cool, calm and relaxed and like having a good run. And then I grabbed her hand on the straightaway and just hauled ass just to the finish line. And we beat him by like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not losing this guy. I don't know. I'm not, it was like very competitive. I was just like,
yeah, no, like I'm there's like you yeah. always pick those people where it's like there's one person. It's like somebody like I like just remember like picking off these people who were like seemed like they had done a lot of marathons and were just like big runners from, you could tell from what they're wearing. And I'm like, why am I beating you? Like you had, like, I have no experience here. Like, why did you stop? Like, that seems wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep going.
Yes.
And these people would just like, just fell apart. But apparently the Fort Worth like marathon called the Cowtown is just very hilly. And I was just like, I'm fine with hills. Like, I've squatted a lot and done a lot of lunging and ran a lot of hills when I was in high school playing lacrosse. So it wasn't too bad, but yeah, like it, I was messed up for a few days. Like, that's what I just remember. And you probably were the same way after both your halves, where you're like, nope, don't want to run. Don't want to do that. That is no, thank you.
The first marathon, half marathon, I slept the whole time until dinner came.
Yeah.
I was literally on the couch, like sleeping. And then like my wife's like, hey, thanks for talking to the whole family. Like, I'm like, what do you expect? You just ran a half marathon. Like,
yeah. It's like, I don't,
I'm dead.
Yeah. It's like, I remember, cause I was with Dex Hopkins, we got Thai food and like, you feel so hungry,
mm-hmm.
but the minute you get any like semblance of food, you're just like full immediately. And you're like, I'm good. Like, yeah. I don't need this. Like, I just need to relax. And,
yeah. So do you expect your, you know, your lifting gains or anything like that to like dwindle? Like how are you planning to do
like,
both?
It's like, you don't have to do, you don't do both. Like you can't like stay like extremely strong. Mm-hmm. It's more just like, I want to be lifting, but the weights are going to be lighter. It's like, if I just do all the like female equivalents for a couple months, like I'd probably be better off doing that in Metcons.
So. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I still lifted heavy for like the half marathon, but that obviously like that's completely different from what you're planning to do. So.
Yeah. Like it's one of those things where like it happens, like you can't do anything. And it's just like, you lose some strength, but like to people out there, it's like, you'll build it. Like I'm back immensely faster mm-hmm. than you think because of what you've put in. It's like, oh, I gave myself 4 weeks and like, usually you're back. I think, what was it? Like I was lifting with Dex like the next weekend or two or three weekends later, I like hang snatched like 230. Like it was like I snatched 225 off blocks,
mm-hmm.
like from like high hip. And I was like, Dex was like, what was that? And I was like, I don't know. I still got it. So it was just one of those weird things where it's like, they don't go away. It's just like the volume is probably not going to be there. Like you can get one, you're just not going to walk away with a 5 rep max. Like that's mm-hmm. just not going to be a thing. But I'm excited. It'll be fun. Like I just like trying new challenges and stuff. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I know the Touch and Go gang is going to meet up next week, possibly. Yeah. So, obviously the big question that's going around the internet is CrossFit dead?
Is it? Are people asking that question?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard this question at all.
Yes.
Oh, I guess I'm like,
So I was listening to like a little blip of the Coffee Pods and Wads podcast with Sivan in it.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that Sivan was saying that, you know, all the CrossFit like podcasts that are going on, their numbers are dropping, you know, they're not like getting the viewership or downloads that they were getting like probably like 6 or 8 months ago. But his Sivan's podcast is getting, you know, if not more of the downloads and viewership compared to the other people from what he's saying.
Okay. But like, are people really like, Sivan's podcast is just like, what's something that can like, what's a catch? I don't follow Sivan on Instagram, nor mm-hmm. do I listen to his radio. He puts out like 5 hours of content a day. I'm like, one, you're not Joe Rogan and you don't have the guests. Like I understand, like if we're judging CrossFit dying by the fact that podcasts aren't being listened to, is I think not the right metric.
Well, like, even Hiller and Nate Edwardson kind of talked about this in their YouTube channel too. So, yeah. So like what example?
Well, they're all like the same. Like,
yeah,
Hiller goes on Sivan. The problem is, it's like if that's your like funnel of like listening, like I don't agree that like those are the only voices to be listening to. Do I think CrossFit's at a crossroads awful pun, like just use of wording, phrasing, whatever. But it's just like the where it is right now is like now that super teams are back, it takes away from the affiliate. It's like, what is CrossFit doing for an affiliate? Does CrossFit need affiliates? Like that's the issue. If that's the was the business model that did work, the problem was it's gonna get saturated. You're gonna like find people that want to try other new things. They're gonna go do your soul cycles, your Zumba, your hot yoga classes at Hotworks, or like just insert random fad. Like that's the big thing. Like I don't think CrossFit's ever gonna die. I think CrossFit's just gonna like you're gonna see ebbs and flows, and mm-hmm. it's gonna be hard because Tia was probably the one person that was really throwing out like getting her name was out there. Now she's taking a year off because she's having a baby. Congratulations. But it's like more of the – I think it's more of somebody bought CrossFit. They thought they could flip it, turn it into a tech startup.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really what CrossFit is or like what a workout brand is. Like it's not – it's not your SoulCycle. It's not your Hotworks. It's not the whatever. Like it's not a Peloton.
It's not Crunch Fitness either.
It's not Planet Fitness. It's not. Yeah. That's not what it is. It's all based on the community. And it's like, how do you monetize that?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's the issue. It's like I think and really what they're, I think what they're trying to do, and I don't think anybody's found it yet, is like, how do you justify the $5,000 licensing fee a year or $3,000, whatever the cost is a year to license, just use the methodology when it's like not getting foot traffic driven to a local gym in my area, or there's 25 gyms in my local area. It's really hard to find that. So I don't think CrossFit's dead. Do you think CrossFit's dead?
I don't, but I can see the reason why like podcasts and like other YouTubers are not getting the views they were like 6 or 8 months ago. Because to be honest with you, like when I was starting putting videos on YouTube at the Clydesdale Media thing, I was getting like 1K views all the time.
Okay.
And now it's like even my downloads for my podcast to Spotify, they have dropped, you know, a good amount too as well. So not to the point where like it's like non-existent, but I just think like maybe like I actually was talking to a guy on Instagram too. He's like, you know, maybe just people are sick and tired of hearing like all these elite athletes just like getting softball questions and stuff like that. Maybe the people just want to hear the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, but it's also like the problem, like we're like, what are people going to talk about right now? CrossFit, like the season's over. Mm-hmm. People didn't pop for drug tests. So I tried to call the over. So I have to lose that bet and wager. But it's like, if there's like, what is the biggest news that's happened in CrossFit in the past, since the games past, let's call it the past 3 months, is like Tia isn't coming back for the season because yep. she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Like everybody, and it just doesn't seem like there's anything like, again, CrossFit is probably the nicest sport in the world. You need storylines, yeah. But it's like, cool. So like, what are we going to like hear about for the next like 8 months is like, is Mal O'Brien going to win? Who's going to take over the women's division? Like it's going to be some abstract version of that. Who's taking over the mayhem mantle because Rich is retired. Like you can't. People are going to be able to build up, and then it's like, is Medeiros going to keep winning or is he not going to win because of what's been going on? And it's like, good luck figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And plus, like, also, I think that, you know, some people are super nervous of going on to a podcast, especially like someone they don't really know about, because they don't know what that person is going to say whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, I had one guest, like, it was his first podcast, and like he was like super nervous coming on. And so he's like, hey man, I'm like, I've never done one before. I'm like really nervous. And I'm like, hey, you know, my main goal is to just learn about you. I don't care about like controversy or anything like that. Cause like, to be honest with you, there's nothing on you about controversy. So like, I don't need it. Like people just want to know who you are because they see you on Instagram or like some other, like on like the CrossFit Games, like, you know, YouTube stream, and they don't know who you are as a person.
Yeah. Like that's the big thing. It's like, what is the, like, it's one, it's just conversation on podcast. It's literally just what I do through work all the time anyway, but it's just, it's fun, but it's just like, I don't like, if the metric is people's views and everything, and like, could algorithms change? Yes. Could pop, like things like there's a lot of other sports going on right now. Like when big CrossFit game stuff is going on, like it's off season, it's like preseason NFL football. It's like in this weird, it's just baseball. Nobody wants to watch baseball anyway. It's a boring sport, play lacrosse. And so it's just like, those are the thing. Like, I just don't see that that's the metric. I think they're just trying to, like, there's something, it's not, I don't want to use the word stale. It's just like, we're in that early part of the season where people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause like Wadapalooza is going on. Great. Cool. I got a bunch of friends going down, but it's like, cool. That's literally it. Like, I haven't seen like anybody send me a cool workout that they're just like, oh, this is going to be, it's like, I think they're like, there's a lot of like, what can you do to refreshen the CrossFit space? And like, the name is there, but it's like, I don't think it's dead. I think dead is like way too early. And plus we got to go to Alabama for the games in 2 years. I can't wait.
Yeah. And with my thing is, I like interviewing people that people don't know about.
Yeah.
You know,
those like, are like the more fun interviews anyway, because you're like, you want a big name to interview, but you also are going to just be like, oh, what does like that? What are you going to be able to pull out of the interview that you can't hear somewhere else? Like, that's the hardest part. And it's like, you're going to only try to do like, because everybody for the longest time, it seemed like Frazier was like the hard one to get. Like everybody, like he went on Rogan and that was really the only one he ever did. But then like, oh, that's weird. He started a business and decided to go do free advertising on everybody else's podcast.
Yeah, pretty
it's
much.
Like, it's not crazy to think like why you went on there. Like there's like, let me help you. Like it's helping everybody, right? Like, and it's just like, there hasn't been a big launch. Like Rad Shoes is out there and they're a shoe brand. Like there hasn't been the hot off season thing that's happened like outside of Rogue. Like,
yeah.
And Rogue seemed like tickets went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I do have to give myself a pat on the back. I did get Tudor Magda. That was the first guy that I've ever interviewed with in a podcast.
And Tudor's the man.
Yeah. He's super nice. Yeah. And like, it was so funny because the main thing is like, when I talk to people, I try to make them comfortable and, you know, just like, just shooting the breeze, like nothing crazy. And he felt like so comfortable after like the first like 5 minutes before we even recorded anything. And so, and then another thing is my other thing is, if we do go live, which we're most likely we will, I'm worried about athletes kind of like hushing up a little bit more if they're live because we can't like cut stuff out or whatnot.
Yeah. But like, you got to find the right people. Like those people just need to understand that it's live and it's like, is what it is. But it's like, if you're wanting to, like, you want to, like, if you're trying to be an athlete and you want to do interviews, like, you just got to be honest about who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be trying to hold things back. Like, there's a reason why the Chandler Smiths, the Noah Olsons, the Danny Spiegels, the people that aren't really at the top of the podium or winning every year are the ones that like, man, why do people really like them? Because they are who they are. Like, if you run a very, like, I just have a Instagram with, and I just make sponsored posts all the time, and I don't really, nothing seems authentic, you're probably not going to like, those are really not the people you want to interview.
Mm-hmm. True. True.
But, so like, that's the big thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually kind of venturing out too with other, like, you know, people not in the non CrossFit space too. Like, yeah. There's one that's coming out. He's like a online personal trainer, actually the one before this one. And so like, and I even like listen, like talking to power lifters, Olympic weightlifters, like anybody. So it's just kind of like, maybe someone might get a tip out of like a power lifter or like a bodybuilder or an Olympic weightlifter, who knows?
Yeah, like you had Lauren Khalil, like you had Katie Knight, like it's all people that just like, there's like, Lauren's was cool because it was essentially the interviewer finally getting interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So like, that's always nice. You probably want to talk to like Presley Hirsch from Morning Chalk Up, or like Pat, like, you just want to make sure, like, all those people, because it's like, it's more fun just to get more conversations than it is just like, oh, let's talk about CrossFit. It's like, oh God, how many times do you like to do 21:15:9? Oh God, I can only ask about Grace and Isabel so many times. It's like, yeah, people enjoy learning about things outside of their one shared experience. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the best part about CrossFit is the shared experience in the workout. But what makes people different is like who they are outside of the gym.
Yes, I agree. And that's why Lauren and I talked about tattoos. And so I kind of told her my joke tattoo story.
Yeah.
So, and so like, just to get a laugh out of it. And so, yeah, she definitely appreciated like kind of going off outside the CrossFit like realm and stuff like that. And oh my gosh, I like other people I've talked to that, like, you know, I don't talk about, you know, CrossFit like right off the bat. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like Justin Kotler, like I talked about like being a dad, you know, because yeah. I wanted to get his experience. Cause like both of our kids are kind of almost in the same age range. So
yeah.
It's kind of interesting, like kind of getting his point of view and everything.
And that's like the more, like, those are the things that people will take away more than like, oh, here's how you can do a thruster more efficiently. It's like, you're not a programming person. Like, you're somebody where people want to be entertained for 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so like I'm very interested to see, you know, if anybody else talks about, you know, if is CrossFit dead anymore, or like I don't think maybe for clickbait, but like I don't know.
Yeah, it's great for a YouTube channel where it's like, oh, Hiller is still on his 6 months, post a video every day. Cool, man. But there's only so many reps that you can like talk about before it's like there's got to be the next thing. Like, you got to consistently figure out, like, okay, how can we reinvent the wheel? And that's like the most important thing. But yes, CrossFit is not dead.
Yes.
You need to know that.
Yeah. So with Wodapalooza, you're going to Wodapalooza, right?
No.
You're not. I thought you were.
I was, and now I'm not. So I'll be at TFX at the end of January now.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Are you excited for that?
I am, like, because I've never been as a spectator. So it should be fun. Hopefully it's warm out. On the outskirts of Austin, every time I've gone as an athlete, it's always just frigid. It's super cold. People don't expect, like, it's not like, because it's on, like, it's on a plateau. If you're on the outskirts, it's windy, it's rough. So mm-hmm. Hopefully it's warm, but I'm excited about it. Haven't seen any workouts drop yet, but it'll be good.
And when, and you said end of January, right? End of February?
End of, yes, it's the very last weekend of January.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like typically like down those areas, like Austin, like San Antonio, Texas and stuff yeah. like that, like they're flat, they get really cold.
Yeah. And like people are like, oh, it's Texas, it's warm all the time. I'm like, no.
Nope,
we're not near the Gulf. Like, it's not like you're 3 hours, but trust me, those 3 hours make a difference.
Yeah. I was stationed in Wichita Falls, Texas, which is like 20 minutes south of the Oklahoma border. And
cold.
Yeah, it was cold. Like the wintertime, it was crazy. Cause like, it would start snowing a little bit and I'd have kids from like Arizona or like other places that have never seen snow before. And they're like, is this snow?
Oh,
and, like, yes. And they're like, we're in Texas right now. This shouldn't be happening. And I'm like, yeah. No, you're like near Oklahoma. Of course it's going
to
snow.
Yeah. That's like when I moved from Fort Worth to Tulsa and I drove up, it's a 4 hour difference. You're just going 4 hours, literally, like straight north. And so yeah. You're like, it was like 65 sunny when I left, got to Tulsa snowing. And I was like, what the hell? Like, you gotta be kidding. Like, this is not how this is supposed to work.
Yeah. It's interesting, but yeah. So like, I'm really, I would like, I can't, are they doing a live stream for the TFX thing? No,
I don't think they've ever done a live stream. They just do,
like a recap.
Yeah. Maybe, or just Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you think about doing like a 5 minute recap? Just kind of like ESPN, like SportsCenter kind of deal for Wodapalooza.
Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. Like That would be fun to do like a NFL countdown, like a TJ and what's his face?
I don't know. I don't really watch sports that much.
But it's like, that would be fun. Like, those are the things that like CrossFit needs. The problem is it's like, you got to pay money to like actually make them seem nice. So mm-hmm. That's the hard part.
Well, when I was talking to Lauren Khalil about that, she was actually saying like someone should do like those like 5 minute quick,
yeah,
you know, intros and stuff like that. And so, you know, I know Clydesdale's doing that. I wouldn't mind doing it too. So just throw it out there.
Yeah, it would be fun. But yeah, those like little like updates and everything. So everything like those would be good. I just don't know who's going to TFX and who's competing this year.
They typically have some decent people there.
Yeah, like Josh Olachama was there last year. They get some people. So like that is like they get some quality athletes. It's just like it's real. This sounds bad. It's like the people that don't go compete at TF or at Wodapalooza go to TFX. Mm-hmm. It's like usually because they're so close that you got to pick one or the other because you're usually – it used to be like back-to-back weekends. But now it's not. So, but it'll be fun. The drive down there will be really boring, but we'll make it.
How far of a drive is for you?
7.
Yeah, that's not too bad. I've done that with kids.
Yeah, so. It's – you make one stop, hit it, you're done. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I think this is time to wrap up. And so we'll do the touch and go gang next week. So yeah, well, thank you for, you know, coming on and, Nick just literally sent a DM on us. So,
yes. And he did. So I'll respond back to him and talk to him and then we'll get him back. I'm excited to interview him here in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Those questions that I wrote up I thought they were really good. So
they are. And so they'll be great when the one guest that we need to ask them to shows up.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Garrett, very much, guys, for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, our little banter back and forth. And yeah, have a great day.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, man.